This Saturday, Houston voters will be asked to decide the future of pensions for city employees. Under Texas state law, pension benefits cannot be adjusted once they're locked in for retirees. But a ballot measure would give the city the power to reduce the amount of money it provides. Without that power, Houston officials contend their city could go bankrupt. From member station KUHF, Jack Williams reports.
If you turn on the radio in Houston these days, there's a good chance you'll hear this ad from Mayor Bill White urging a yes vote on what's called
Proposition 1. Exercise your constitutional right to have Houston's citizens have a say in our municipal pension funds.
For Houston's 13,000 municipal employees, their pension system is admittedly one of the most generous among big U.S. cities. In some cases, they make more in retirement than they did while on the job, and they get a 4% cost of living increase every year. Over the next 18 years, City Controller Anise Parker says Houston's municipal pension shortfall is projected at nearly $2 billion.
It's clearly a monster, and it could swallow the city budget. I'm not trying to be alarmist. It is a serious danger to the city of Houston.
One of the biggest problems for Houston is deferred retirement option programs, known as drop accounts. They're complicated, but work like this. An employee who's eligible to retire puts their pension benefits into an interest-bearing escrow account and then keeps on working. The pension fund then deposits regular checks into the escrow account. When the employee finally does retire, they get a lump sum and their normal retirement benefits. Parker fears the city won't have the money to pay its pension obligations in the future, a problem shared by other big cities.
San Diego was put on a credit watch because their pension liability got so big. We have a problem we're going to have to deal with.
Parker says current pension payouts take up about 15% of the city's payroll, but could balloon to 50 to 60% of the payroll if things stay the way they are.
They have to realize that we can't put most of our current revenue into retirees and not pay our current employees, because then we can't provide the services, and that's why we have a city in the first place.
Providing city services was one of the biggest reasons why drop accounts were started in the first place. They were a way for the city to retain skilled employees and allow them to ensure their retirement at the same time. Mayor Bill White says it's clear the system is broken.
Something is wrong with the system where retired employees can get a 4% per year upward adjustment, but current employees, many of whom are underpaid, don't have any automatic cost of living adjustment at all.
Retirement plans are a touchy subject in Houston, a city where thousands of former Enron employees saw their retirement nest eggs evaporate when the energy giant collapsed a few years ago. Councilwoman Ada Edwards, who plans to vote against Proposition 1, says breaking a pension promise is the last thing the city needs.
I have to go to bed each night knowing that I worked as hard as I could not to have these employees wind up like Enron employees did. I think that that would be the most unconscionable thing that we can do.
The good news for employees is that even if Proposition 1 does pass on Saturday, the city would still have to negotiate any changes with the pension board. Small consolation for retired employee Philip Mercer, who put in 20 years with the city.
If you've made a promise to somebody and they fulfilled their side, you should have to follow your side. You know, you go to work and they change pensions all the time for people who are coming through. They just don't change it for the people who've already earned their pension.
The vote on Proposition 1 is expected to be close. One political expert says the higher the turnout, the less likely it is to pass. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.